San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, May 30th, 2021, Memorial Day weekend. Today's lesson is Power of Joy with guest speaker, Reverend Mark Obkamp.
Welcome. And since it is Memorial weekend, before I start this morning's lesson, I would like to acknowledge this Memorial Day weekend. As I light this memorial candle, I do so in honor of all those who have helped to shape our lives and create who we are that have moved beyond this earthly place. Though their time here is complete, their legacy continues on in our thoughts, our memories, and perhaps even in our children or grandchildren. For indeed, we are all one. I also honor those who have fallen in defense of their higher ideals and their love of this country. To our fallen military, thank you. Thank you for your service. We will now take a moment of silence in honoring all of those that I have just mentioned. Thank you. As we prepare for this morning's lesson, let us anchor ourselves in the truth that there is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence which flows through all creation. And I call this one power God, the Living Spirit Almighty, one absolute, indestructible, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. So how is everybody feeling this morning?
Great.
Good. Let me let you in on a little secret. I'm feeling fantastic. And you know why? Because I have really taken the May theme of joy to heart. The beginning of May, we learned about the source of joy. And though we ourselves are that source, we also found out that as we go through our day-to-day, if we open ourselves from within, joy will come to us in abundance, and we also get to share it with others. On Mother's Day, we were treated to the source of joy, and since we are all part of the same one source, one power, there is but one true source for our joy, and it is creating as we choose every minute of every day. Then, there is the time of joy. And since there is no time or timeline in God's eyes, the time for joy is now. And last week, Dr. Connie enlightened us on living a life of joy. And you know what? As always, the decision is ours. If we choose to live a life of joy, the joy that we share will return to us in so many special ways. So that leads me to today's lesson, which is the power of joy. And I'm going to start my lesson in a minute, but I wanted to share some things with you. This week, as I was thinking about the memorial and lighting the memorial candle, I was also thinking about growing up and how my grandparents were the ones with the pool, and all the summer holidays were spent in barbecues at their house. And relatives and extended family relatives, it was just a big, wonderful group gathering. And thinking about that, and thinking about all those times, and the cousins, and the aunts, and the uncles, it gave me so much joy. It really did. And you know what? That's all it takes. Just a memory, just a thought, just opening ourselves up to the universe and saying, pour that joy on me. We can do that. One of our quotes for the beginning of the month came from the glossary in the Science of Mind textbook, and I would like to visit that definition of joy again today. It is the emotion, excited by the expectancy of good, gladness, delight, exaltation. Emotion, expectancy. If we expect and know that joy, if we expect and know that good, guess what? It's going to flow to us in abundance. So what exactly is the expectancy of good? I believe that expectancy is a thought. And since thoughts are things, does it not follow that a thought of good will logically bring to us the manifestation of good, of joy? After all, what we think about, we bring about. And a heart filled with joy will help lead us to a life of gladness, pure delight, and exaltation, also known as the act of rejoicing. So let me ask you a question. How many of you wake up every single morning with a heart full of gladness and pure rejoicing? I didn't think so. Remember, we are divine beings living in a human experience. So there are bound to be times where stuff sometimes gets in the way of our God-given right to living a life of pure exuberance and joy. Let's face it, sometimes stuff just happens. And it's not always joyful. And it keeps us up all night. And might be in our thought process for weeks. And we don't even realize that it's there. Let me give you an example. Oh, truth time. I've really been on a joyful, almost blissful state over anticipation of some changes in my life. My impending retirement, and after 21 years in the same place, a move to a different living space. So why was it that physically I had begun to develop a few issues? Massive heartburn, which I never have anymore, and mild chest pains. Definitely warning signs, which of course I chose to ignore. Well, long story short, one night the chest pains got really bad. And instead of calling 911, I opted to call upon my constant companion and her book to see what she had to say about heartburn and other heart issues. Reverend Connie's smiling. I know that she knows who I'm talking about. In her book, You Can Heal Your Life, Louise Hay addresses heartburn this way. Fear, 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 clutching fear. But what have I been afraid of? I'm really joy-filled about all the upcoming changes in my life, which are pretty much taking place all at once. Have I been denying my fear? Deep breath, breathe. Then right above heartburn was the logic behind heart problems. Long-standing emotional problems. These are things that I've been working on for a long, long time. But it also mentioned a lack of joy and a hardening of the heart to joy. A belief in strain and stress. And with these brief explanations, I received a lightning bolt aha moment. Right then, right there, I realized that though I have quite a bit of paperwork to do, it is sitting in several places in my apartment, and I keep looking at it, but I wasn't doing anything with it. So over the last week, I've begun to face my fears over what seems to me to be a massive task of moving, and I've begun clearing space and packing a little bit at a time. It does not have to be a massive all-at-once procedure. And then I get to address some old issues with getting started on my paperwork for retirement and my fears that sometime something might go wrong and I won't be able to pay the rent. It's funny how things that you think you've put to rest bubble up now and then. I'm beginning to think they're never fully put to rest. We always get to look at them and visit them again when you least expect them. These are issues that stem from my childhood. We were always living in the mindset of not enough and really thought that we were living in poverty, which simply wasn't true. There was always enough, and enough in so many ways. It wasn't just enough food on the table or that we had a roof over our head or that we had loving family members to support us. It was so much more. And we just weren't seeing it because we were being fed the same line of not having enough. I'm just having to realize this and also realize that who I am now is not who others influenced by that way of thinking and not who they were then. I'm someone completely different. So it's time to confront, again, any insecurities that I may have from the past. Start the paperwork with a joy-filled heart and time to treat and move my feet and stop sabotaging my joy. Darn it. Dwight L. Moody has said that joy is not necessarily the absence of suffering, which I might restate as pain. It is the presence of God, the Spirit, within. End quote. And so this really got me to thinking. And since thoughts are things, this lesson started to take form. I'm going to bring up the Holy Scriptures, Galatians 5:22 again. That was one of our quotes for the day. And in that chapter, we are told that the fruits of the Spirit are joy, love, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Indeed. And in Romans chapter 15, verse 13, we are reminded, now may the God of hope fill you all with joy and peace, so that by faith you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. All we have to do is have faith. The joy will follow. This, of course, is the one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence that moves through and connects each and every one of us. So that has been quite a bit of talk so far about source. But how do we put this one source, one power, to work for us? Good question. Maybe I'll answer it. I'd like to share a couple of thoughts with you. But before I do, I would like you to get comfortable in your chairs, and if it feels all right to do so, to simply close your eyes, be still, and know. Think of all the beauty still left around and be happy. Whoever is happy will make others happy. We all live with the objective of being happy. Our lives are all different, and yet the same. People are just people, and all people have faults and shortcomings, but all of us are born with a basic goodness. I don't think of all the mystery, but the beauty that still remains. No one has ever become poor by giving. How wonderful is it that nobody need to wait a single moment before starting to improve the world? And finally, I don't want to have lived in vain like most people. I want to be useful or bring enjoyment to all people, even those I've never met. I want to go on living even after my death. Please open your eyes. So does anyone have an idea who spoke such powerful words? Let me give you a couple of hints. This person was 14 years old when these words were transferred from thought to form. She was hiding, isolated, in an attic during World War II. And yes, they were written by Anne Frank. Which really brings to light the topic of today's lesson. Talk about the power behind all things. Though she, her family, and the other families that were hidden together were facing almost certain death, Anne never lost hope, never lost faith, and kept always looking ahead. I'm sure that she had her moments of sadness, her fears, her loneliness, and yet she never gave up on a very basic principle that we teach in Science of Mind. We are all one. Our lives are all different, and yet the same. We are all individual expressions of the One. Even as she wrote these words, she knew she had a lot of time to be still and know that whoever is happy will make others happy. While she could have focused on the miserable conditions that these two families were living under, she instead chose to focus on the positive, the beauty that for her still remained. She speaks a lot about nature in her writings, and even though she was shut off from so much, she would still sneak a peek of the sunshine, and in the darkness embrace the clouds, the rain, the moonshine, and the stars. She found joy and delight in even the smallest of things, because that was what was available to her. She was truly the embodiment of peace and joy. And you think it was by any kind of accident that her diary was found and her writings brought peace and comfort to so many living in sorrow? Of course it wasn't. It was simply Spirit doing what Spirit does, saying yes. She had already set her intent. How wonderful is that, that nobody need to wait a single moment before starting to improve the world. Her process had already begun. And then, I want to be useful or bring enjoyment to all people, even though those I've never met. I want to go on living even after my death. Now, how powerful is that? If you ever thought that words, thoughts, or intentions are not things, I would invite you to allow yourself to release that kind of thinking right here and now. There is a power greater than us in this universe, and we can use it. And if we don't think that we are using it, let's look around us right now. What situations have we created in our lives that might be blocking us from that pure, blissful joy that each and every one of us is given as our very birthright? What are we thinking or speaking into our truth that is no longer serving us? When are we going to align ourselves with all of the good of the universe? So are we ready to take that step right now? Yes? And yes?
Yes. Yes.
Well, if you're with me, and I know that you are, put your right hand over your heart and repeat after me. Today.
Today.
Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I align myself with the power of the universe.
I align myself with the power of the universe.
I am joyful and joy-filled.
I am joyful and joy-filled.
I know with a heart open wide.
I know with a heart open wide.
That all good flows to me and through me.
That all good flows to me and through me.
Right here.
Right here.
Right now.
Right now.
I am a perfect human expression of the divine.
I am a perfect human expression of the divine.
I am God's joy-filled child.
I am God's joy-filled child.
And so it is.
And so it is.
Just breathe into these words for a moment. You have just affirmed that you are open to the opulent and the unlimited blessings of the universe. Just allow yourself to bask in this universal state of pure joy for a moment. Since I've given you some examples of the power of joy, I would like to take a few minutes here to see what our founder, Ernest Holmes, has to say on the subject. In the Science of Mind textbook, page 161, paragraph 3, we read, "There is nothing in the universal order that deserves the individual's good or self-expression, so long as such self-expression does not contradict the general good, does not contradict goodness itself. There is nothing in the universe that denies us the right to be happy, if our happiness does not deny or interfere with the general good. The universe remains unlimited, though the whole world has suffered a sense of limitation." In paragraph 4, he goes on to say that within us is the unborn possibility of limitless experience. Ours is the privilege of giving birth to it. End quote. So how great is that? All we have to do is give birth to our joy, because it's there. The power is behind it. We just need to unleash it. The creative power within our thoughts, our words, our actions takes form, and it is the nature of humankind to use it. But do remember that thoughts are things, and different kinds of thoughts give rise to different types of manifestation. So what is in our hearts today? Are they joy-filled or something else? On page 398, paragraph 4, Holmes tells us that our mental acceptance should be filled with conviction, warmth, color, and importantly, imagination. The creative power responds to feeling more quickly than to any other mental attitude. Remember, I was talking a little earlier about feeling? This reality is felt as we become more and more convinced that spirit responds to you and you and you and me and us. So let us think about this for a moment. I believe that what Dr. Holmes has stated here, again, is that thoughts are things, but though we have the greatest creative energy ever moving in, as, and through us, that we can only create for ourselves or others or the whole planet, universe, and beyond, to the extent in which we believe. What you think about, you bring about. What you believe about, you'll bring about. Anne Frank believed that the inherent power in humankind is good. And I believe that as well. Inherently, we are good. Inherently, we are love. Inherently, we are light. Inherently, we are joy. I believe that good is indeed a big part of joy. If we don't believe it to be good, how are we going to derive joy from it? If I am eating a hot fudge sundae, but I am thinking with every bite how it's not good for me, that there are too many calories in it, that the fudge is going to mess with my cholesterol levels, or that the extra whipped cream is going to throw my blood pressure off, or that I may choke on the nuts, where's the joy in eating the sundae? Why did I even decide to eat it in the first place? When Anne Frank put her thoughts to paper, I'm sure that she never thought about the comfort or joy or impact that it might have on the entire world. Just by putting her thoughts on paper, even if she changed just one person's perspective, she had started to change the world. I see people in this room. If one of us changes our perspective, if we're not feeling joy right now, then we begin to change the world. How powerful is that? That is the power behind joy. And if you think that the diary was left untouched or perhaps unnoticed until just the proper time, don't. That is the power of joy, the feeling, the emotion, the creative principle behind the thought. From the moment those words were thought with love, with joy, with faith, the universe said, Yes. Think about these words one more time. I want to be useful or bring enjoyment to all people, even those I've never met. I want to go on living even after my death. And so, 80 years after, this 14-year-old's legacy continues on. That is the power of joy. That is the power of knowing. That is the power of using the presence. And so I would like to conclude today's lesson with the passage from 365 Science of Mind, A Year of Daily Wisdom from Ernest Holmes, for today, May 30th. We should look across the new horizon of the greater possibility that resides within each of us and meet the living God and feel the embrace of God's presence and come at last to know the infallibility of God's power. From out of the great mind that is God, the way of life is made perfect and straight and immediate. It is made happy and whole and prosperous. God's love always embraces us. God's wisdom is always within us. And God's joy is ours to share. Just as surely as tomorrow will come and the sun will rise again across the darkness of the horizon and spill its beauty and warmth to awaken the valleys into fertility, so shall this be a new day in our life, bringing us into a greater joy of living because of a greater consciousness of the Almighty within our own souls. I dwell in the house of love. My dwelling place is filled with peace and eternal calm. Love attends me in my home of the soul, and with joy waits upon me in the secret place of the Most High. My sorrow is turned to gladness, and my shame to rejoicing. My tears are wiped away, and the sunlight of the Spirit shines through the clouds of depression and lights the way to heaven. Remember, that is the heaven within. As John Lennon said many years ago, imagine all the people living life in peace. You may think that I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us, and the world will be as one. And so I know for each and every one of us, joy beyond measure. We are the power behind the joy. We are that power behind the joy. I thank you for your time and attention on this journey this morning. Namaste.